Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon, Kim.
It's good to see you.
Okay.
And good to gather together on this Sunday afternoon to worship. Seems very loud. Can we turn down a little? Thank you. Great. Well, I bring greetings from my wife. She couldn't join me this afternoon.
我替我的太太向大家问候，她今天不能和大家一起。
We typically worship at our home church on Sunday mornings.
通常他们都在他们那个自己的教会在早上崇拜。
And like many of you, she's busy getting ready for Thanksgiving.
像每一个人一样，他们都在准备好感恩节的事情。
We are so grateful for your partnership in ministry and for your prayers.
我们很感谢你们跟我们一起的这个关系，能够一起传的神的福音，还有你们的祷告。
I will be returning shortly after Thanksgiving. I will be returning to Southeast Asia.
感恩节过后不久，我就会回到东南亚去。
And would ask you to pray, please, those first 2 weeks of December for our ministry there.
请替我们祷告，应该是可能前2个星期，我们都会在这里。
This afternoon, we're going to continue our series on the Book of Ruth.
今天下午我们继续来传讲路德。
And before we get started, let me just give you a little review of where we have been and what we have seen.
在我们开始之前，我们回顾一下前面讲了一些什么。
In the first message, we saw how God meets us in our brokenness and can bring beauty out of ruin.
在第一章的时候，我们就看到神怎么用我们的破碎的这些生活的经验，让我们更加的强壮。
Then in the rest of chapter 1, we saw that the journey from brokenness to beauty begins with repentance.
我们下面看见，就我们生命的这些破碎，到美好的见证，是要顺服主耶稣基督。
In chapter 2, we discovered last time the beauty of finding refuge in the Lord.
我们上次讲了，第二章我们怎么样在神的主权下得到他的照顾。
And today, here in Ruth chapter 3, we're going to see how this progresses into a relationship with the Lord.
第三章我们来看，这个是讲写关系的，跟神的关系。
So let's have a word of prayer together.
那我们先祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time that we have to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们为我们能够在一起祷告、一起崇拜、感谢、赞美你。
Lord, we ask that you would guide our hearts and guide me as I open your word.
求你保守我们的心，也保守我的所讲的这些话。
So that you can speak into our hearts' lives today.
让你能直接对我们的心讲话，对我们的生活做指导。
Lord, I ask that you would give us a greater understanding of the story of Ruth.
让我们能够真正的理解这个路德他的生命。
But beyond that, Lord, help us to see and understand what it means for us today.
让我们看见真正的在今天的这个生活里面。 这对我们有什么启发？
We pray this now in Jesus' name.
耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the year 2009, a movie was released starring Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds.
在2009年，有一个电影，它的主角是由Sandra Bullock和Ryan Reynolds主演。
It was called the Police, and it was a romantic comedy.
It is.
Wife loves romantic comedies. This time of year, she's always watching the Hallmark Channel.
我的太太也喜欢看这些罗曼蒂克的。But
this movie I actually enjoyed as well.
但这个电影我也特别的喜欢。
It's the story of a high-powered editor in a book company in New York. Her name is Margaret Tate.
这是纽约的一个叫 Margaret Kay，她是一个非常有权有势的。Her
part is played by Sandra Bullock.
她是由这个Sandra Bullock来演。But
when she learns she's going to be deported out of the United States back to her native Canada, she claims that she's engaged to be married to her assistant.
当他知道他要被苏潜送到加拿大的时候，他假说他跟他的助手是这样的说，跟他订婚了。In
the movie, her assistant is called Andrew Paxton, and he's played by Ryan Reynolds.
他的助手的名字叫 Andrew Paxton, 他是由 Ryan Reynolds来演的。
So on the streets of New York, she then gets down on her knee and proposes to him so she can keep her job.
所以他蹲下自己的膝盖，然后向那个他的助手求婚。He
doesn't want any part of this ruse, but in the end, he decides to go along with it if she will first come with him to Alaska to meet his father. Okay, listen to his family in Alaska, Margaret discovers how special it is to belong to a family in a community. She finds herself actually falling in love with Andrew. She begins to feel guilty about forcing him into this marriage. And so before the wedding can take place, she leaves, even though she knows it means she's going to be deported back to Canada. Predictably, Andrew was also falling in love with her. And he goes back to New York and proposes to her for real, and she accepts, and they all lived happily ever after.
就是回到纽约，然后这个向艾瑞克求婚，而且他也结束了。
I share this with you because the proposal can be the title for this message this afternoon.
所以我觉得这个求婚可以作为今天的这个信息的题目。What
we have, even though we might not recognize it right away, what we have in Ruth chapter 3 is a marriage proposal.
我可能意识到其实路德记的第三篇就是路德的记载。A
marriage proposal where the woman takes the initiative.
也是一个妇女来这样的来自求婚。Another
reason we could call this message the proposal.
另外一个就是，我们为什么觉得可以叫这张叫求婚？
Is that these verses here in Ruth chapter 3 show us something of the beauty of a relationship in the context of a loving and supportive family.
有一个特别的家，过得美好。And
so this afternoon, dear brothers and sisters, I want to highlight three lessons about relationships from these verses. The first thing we're going to see in verses 1 to 5 is that relationships provide security. Listen to chapter 3, verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you?" Up to this point in the story, Ruth has been the one showing care and concern for Naomi. But now Naomi is showing concern for Ruth. And hopes that she can find rest or security in a marriage relationship, specifically with Boaz. So Naomi comes up with a plan to bring the two of them together. Now, before we get to that, let's note, first of all, how the family relationships here are emphasized. So far in our story, Ruth has been continually referred to as the Moabitess. Ruth has been referred to continually so far in the book of Ruth as the Moabitess. The Moabitess, the woman from Moab. The Gentile, the foreigner, the outsider. But Naomi now speaks of her as my daughter. In fact, five times, if I count correctly, in this chapter, Ruth is called by Naomi and Boaz. She's called my daughter. Not only that, but Naomi is described four times now, and this is emphasized as Ruth's mother-in-law. So you can see how the author is emphasizing these relationships. More importantly, in verse 2, Naomi reminds Ruth that Boaz is a close relative. Now, why is it important that he's a close relative or a kinsman of the family? Well, it introduces us to the Hebrew custom of levirate marriage. Let me invite you in your Bibles to turn to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 25. And let's listen to these verses 5 to 10 in Deuteronomy, chapter 25. We can just read those, I think, in there.
若我来读，弟兄同居若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人。他丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶他为妻，与他同房。妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。那人若不愿意娶他哥哥的妻，他哥哥的妻就要到城门长老那里。 说我丈夫的兄弟不肯在以色列中兴起他哥哥的名字，不给我尽弟兄的本分。本村的长老就要召那人来问他，他若执意说我不愿意娶她，他哥哥的妻就要当着长老到那人的跟前，脱了他的鞋，吐唾沫在他脸上，说凡不为哥哥建立家室的，都要这样待他。在以色列中，他的名也必称为脱鞋之家。
These verses describe this Hebrew law and provide some context for the story here in Ruth.
那你们的这一部分也是我们今天这个获得的故事的这个背景。
The law was given to Israel to provide security for widows within the extended family after the death of a husband.
这也让这些寡妇在她的丈夫死后，在这个大家庭里面，能继续延续她的丈夫的名。
And what's important for us to understand here is that the relationship and commitment of Israelites to one another was grounded in their relationship, their covenant relationship with the Lord.
这也是是怎么样写？
Now, what does all of this mean for you and me today?
今天对你和我而言有什么意义呢？
Well, first of all, let's just be grateful for the relationships that we have in our families and in this church.
首先从他就也有教会这样的家庭。
Second, be mindful of your responsibility to make both your family, your home, and church fellowship safe places.
第二就是我们要尽自己的责任，让自己的家和教会都能够是一个安全的地方。
Families in this church should be a place where people feel safe, where they feel at peace, where they feel secure.
我们教会一个大家庭，应该让每个人感觉到是有平安。
And let's recognize that our faithfulness to each other, again in the family and in the church, is ultimately a reflection of God's faithfulness to us.
那我们在这个大家庭里面，我们彼此虔诚，彼此的顺服，这也是神和我们之间一样的关系。
So our homes, our church fellowship should be places where people feel loved and protected.
在家里，在教会里，应该是每个人感到被爱的保护。
Relationships provide security.
这个关系才能够提供这个安全感。
But as we read on in Ruth chapter 3, verses 6 to 13,
那我们看路德记的三章，19节。
we discover that relationships provide interdependence.
关系提供。
Okay, as we read on here in Ruth 3, verses 6 to 13,
第三节到16节的时候。
we discover, secondly, that relationships also provide interdependence.
我们的关系也是互相依赖。
Now, this entire scene that takes place at the threshing floor invites imagination and speculation.
在这个场上的场景，让大家感觉到有很多的想象力。
The Hebrew language that is used here is suggestive and yet remains ambiguous.
那个语言在这里感觉是好像 suggestive 这个翻译，有点。不好意思，先生。
It can be understood in different ways.
可以用不同的方式来理解这个发生的事情，在打鼓场上发生的事情。
I think we understand what I am getting at. Is that right?
你们知道我要说的吗？不好意思，我刚才翻译的不好。 他觉得这个 suggestion，我觉得中文是有点像挑逗那种感觉。
But in the end, it appears that Boaz and Ruth, both being people of honor, do what is right.
我们可以看到波阿斯和路德，他们都是很有荣耀感的人，他们也做的都是对的事情。
In obedience to her mother-in-law, Ruth carries out Naomi's plan.
从他婆婆的体面，他也去争取他婆婆给他建议的这个事情，他就去做。
Takes a shower, puts on a pretty dress and some perfume, and goes to the threshing floor.
先沐浴，然后穿上漂亮的衣服，还喷一些香水，然后就去那个打谷场上。
She uncovers Boaz and lies down with him.
然后在他的脚下那里躺下来。
But brothers, sisters, we need to see exactly what's going on here.
但是我们必须要知道这里真正是发生的是什么。
Ruth is not propositioning Boaz.
那个并不是在向波阿斯在这个，主要是在挑逗他。
She's proposing to him.
可是你向他求婚。
Her very choice of words show us that this is a marriage proposal.
他说的话在这里就给我们明确的看见，他是在向波阿斯求婚。
It sounds perhaps strange to us in verse 9. She says, spread your wings over your servant.
第九节，他说：“你是谁？”回答说：“我是你的邻里路德，请你用你的衣襟遮盖我，因为你是我一个至敬的亲属。
Now, the idiom to cover with a wing refers to establishing a marriage relationship.
”在这里说：“请你用你的衣襟遮盖我。”意思就是。那个求婚的这个仪式，
We find this idiom used throughout the Old Testament.
他们在旧约是这样说的。
One example will demonstrate that it's talking about marriage from Ezekiel 16, verse 8.
这样说的就是求婚，我们可以看以西结16章第二节，
Let's read that verse.
我们可以。好，来看十第八节。
我从你旁边走过，我看见。
Ezekiel 16, verse 8.
对，OK，对，以西结书16章第8节，我来看。我从你旁边经过，看见你的时候，震动爱情，便用衣襟搭在你身上，遮盖你的肢体，又向你起誓，和你结盟。你就归于我，这是主耶稣，这是主耶和华说。
In this example, God speaks of his relationship with Israel as a marriage covenant.
注意，耶稣基督和以色列也是这样的关系的话，也是这样的关系，就是一个婚的关系。
It's also the same idiom that Boaz used back in Ruth chapter 2, verse 12.
这同样，波阿斯对路德说的，在第2章12节。
When he blessed Ruth for finding, for seeking refuge under the Lord's wings.
这样说，第2节，路德就俯伏在地，后拜，对他说：“我是主，是外邦这个蒙你的恩降免去顾念我的。”
So Ruth is now proposing that Boaz become the fulfillment of that blessing that he spoke.
所以，路德在这里就是去让波阿斯来实现这样的一个承诺。
But at the same time, she would also be offering herself as a blessing to Boaz.
那同样，他也给波阿斯就是自己是他的祝福，是波阿斯的祝福。
Notice what Ruth says about herself in verse 9.
那我们看，路德他自己是怎么说的？
She calls herself a servant and calls Boaz a redeemer.
他称自己是比利，称呃，波阿斯是呃拯救者。In
other words, she's proposing a relationship of mutual commitment.
他也是在提一个婚姻，而是互相的。A
relationship of interdependence.
互相依赖的关系。
She will serve Boaz and he will be a savior to her. She's proposing. But Boaz responds by praising Ruth for her kindness. Now, we pointed out in our last message from chapter 2, verse 20, that this is an important word in the Old Testament. Indeed, through the entire Old Testament and the story of Ruth. The word kindness is the Hebrew word chesed. Chesed. And it can be translated as loving kindness, faithfulness, loyal commitment. It can even be translated as beauty. We first saw the word used in chapter 1. Where Naomi prays for the Lord's loving kindness on her family. In chapter 2, verse 20, she prays with Boaz for his loving kindness. And now here in chapter 3, verse 10, Boaz praises Ruth for her loving kindness. Because she's willing to put the needs of the family before her own personal needs and desires. That's the point. Real kindness and beauty in a relationship comes when you put the needs of others before your own. And Boaz and Ruth are committing to serve one another. Ruth has been serving Naomi and Boaz. Naomi is thinking about Ruth and is serving her as she sends her to Boaz. And Boaz is caring and protecting for all of them. And so you see what happens as they serve each other. They actually serve the family, the community. And everyone benefits as a result. Brothers and sisters, I pray that this will be true in your personal relationships, in your families, in your homes.
弟兄姐妹们，我也希望这也是你的情况，这样互相服侍，在你的家里，在你的社区，在我们的教会。
And I pray that this church fellowship will be a place where People serve one another.
我也找到我祈求的教会，就是互相服侍的一个地方。
As you serve each other in practical ways, you are ultimately serving your family and your fellowship.
我们互相服侍的时候，我们就服侍了我们的家庭、我们的团契、我们的社区。
And more importantly, you're serving the Lord.
更重要的是，我们就服侍了我们的神。
And this kind of sacrificial love and commitment is again a reflection of the Lord's love and commitment for us.
从有牺牲的爱，也就是神对我们的爱。
And that becomes a testimony to the world.
这也给我们的世界做了一个美好的见证。
Why do you love each other? Why are you different?
为什么你们这么相爱？为什么你们跟别人不一样？
It's because we've experienced the Lord's love.
是因为我们感受到从神而来的爱，他首先爱了我们。
Years ago in Germany, and I may have told you this story before, forgive me if that's the case.
有几年前我在德国的时候。
But I remember witnessing to a young German boy.
我看到一个孩子，
I met him on the football pitch.
在一个足球场面遇到他。
And he used to come to our Bible school because he just loved kind of being around all these foreigners that were there in Germany.
外国在一起。
And I would share the gospel with him. I would share Christ, the gospel with him.
牧师就和他分享圣经。
And one day I asked him, are you ready to give your life to Christ?
有一天我问他，你会解释了吗？
He said, wow, Scott, you know, I still have lots of questions.
Oh, Scott, 牧师，我还有好多的问题啊。
I don't know, and he was a very smart guy, intellectual, and you know, he was thinking about all of this very deeply.
我知道他是一个很聪明的人，他在想很多的事情。
I commended him for that.
我也表扬了他这些事情。
But then he said to me something I'll never forget.
然后他说了一件事，我永远不会忘记。
He said, there's one thing that makes me think what you're telling me is true.
有一件事情让我感觉你说的是对的。
I said, what is that?
我说你是什么呢？
He said, well, ever since I've been coming to this Bible school, I've been watching all of you.
从我来这个圣经学习小组以后，我又一直在观察你们。
And he said, you people genuinely love each other.
说你们这些人真的是衷心的在互相的相爱。
He said, you treat each other better than I get treated by my own family at home.
你们互相的这种对待的方式比我受的对待更好。
And he said, it's that love
那就是爱
that makes me think the gospel just might be true.
那这种爱可能让我觉得这个福音就真的是真的。
Brothers and sisters, when we demonstrate that sacrificial love and commitment to each other,
兄弟姐妹们，当我们向世人展现这种爱的时候，这种不条件的爱的时候，
it's a testimony to the watching world.
这就给这世界做了一个美好的见证。
Relationships provide security.
关系提供。
Security?
安全感。
安全感。安全感。
Relationships provide interdependence.
关系也提供这个依赖，互相的依赖。
But third, in verses 14 to 18, relationships provide hope.
从第14节到18节，就是关系也带来盼望。
These final five verses highlight two ways in which relationships with the Lord and one another offer hope.
在最后五节也让我们看到这个关系之间，就像神和我们的关系一样。
First, they offer hope because relationships are satisfying, they're fulfilling.
因为关系是让人满足的。
And Boaz says to Ruth, "Can't go back to your mother-in-law empty-handed. Let me give you some grain to take with you."
就像波阿被路德说，你不能空手去见你的婆婆，还要给你一些大麦。
You may remember back in chapter 1, verse 21, that Naomi told people her name should be Mara, bitter.
记得吗？第一章的20节的时候，然后你说她的名字应该改成另外一个名字。
Because she said, I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty.
因为我满满的出去，却空手的回来。
Now in verse 17, here in chapter 3, Boaz says to Ruth, you must not go back empty.
在这个第三章的第七节，就是波阿斯对路德说：“你不能够空手回去见你的
You must not go back to your mother-in-law empty.
你一定不可以空手回去见你的婆婆。
You see, Boaz doesn't just care about Ruth.
所以波阿斯不只是关心路德，
He cares about Naomi.
他也关心老李，
He cares about family.
关心这个大家庭。
Their empty days are over.
那些空空的日子已经过去了，
And there's the expectation of still more blessing to come.
还有更加祝福的日子就在前面，
That's hope.
那就是希望。
Second, we see that this relationship provides hope because it offers a picture of redemption.
第二点，为什么关系能带来盼望？就是它也展现了这个救赎的应许。
It's interesting in the story of Ruth, from this point forward, we hear nothing more from Ruth and Naomi.
从这里以后，我们也再没有再听到路德和拿奥米的事情了。
Their voices are no longer heard, their speaking parts are over.
再也没听到他关于他们的消息。
They now can only wait upon the Lord.
他们只能等着等。
And of course, the Lord has been acting and He's been providing guidance through the entire story.
神也在他的做工，他在就整个的这些故事，
We see His providence at every turn.
我们在每一个地方都看着他的保守看顾。
It's interesting that this chapter begins with Naomi seeking rest for Ruth.
那我们第一次看到那个拿奥米给路德写，
It continues with Ruth sleep in the threshing floor.
后那个波普的场上去睡在波阿斯的那个脚下，
And it ends now with them just having to wait.
然后最后就是他就在等候。
Brothers and sisters, this is not laziness.
兄弟姐妹，这并不是懒惰。
It's a demonstration of their trust in the Lord's providence.
这就是他们展现他们在等候神的保守感。
A demonstration of their trust in the Lord's promise of redemption.
他们相信神的救赎的计划，应许。
And the same will be true for you and for me as we wait upon the Lord.
这对你也对我也是一样，我们等神的这种应许。
Our kinsman redeemer, Jesus Christ, has paid the penalty for our sins.
Mm-hmm. 我们的救主耶稣基督为我们的罪，做了赎罪祭。
That through his shed blood on the cross, he's paid the price of redemption.
上次教为我们流血舍命，为了我们的赎罪祭。
So offers us the forgiveness of sins.
原谅了我们的罪。
He offers not only forgiveness, but a new and eternal
他不仅这个原谅救赎，而且给我们永生的盼望。
life. And he calls us to be brothers and sisters in his family.
而且我们都在他的大家庭里面成为兄弟姐妹们。
He encourages us to find fulfillment, satisfaction in our relationships with him and with one another.
在他的 计划里面，我们跟他们的关系和我们互相之间的关系是，就像刚才讲到的这些关系一样，
And calls us to wait together.
一起等待，
To wait together with expectation.
让我们等待一个有盼望的等待，
For that final day of redemption.
最后的那救赎那一天。
Amen. This waiting is itself an act of trust.
这个等候的，也就是一个相信的过程。
And that's why I ask that we memorize Psalm 27, verse 13.
这也是让我们记住这个27篇10，
And I want to close by reading Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14. It says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
让我们来读诗篇27篇13、14节。我若不陷在活人之地，得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已上胆了。要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Just a few days ago, earlier this week, I visited a dear friend and brother who's in rehab.
就这个星期，前几天我在一个去看了一个弟兄，他是在康复的之中。
After just having open heart bypass surgery,
他刚做了一个开胸手术。
I got to hold his hands.
Hold 手。
And read these words.
他讲下面的这些话。
I believe I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I believe I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27:13.
就是27章13节，我若不幸在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已上了。
And as I held his hands to also pray, as we read this psalm, wait for the Lord.
Okay. 握着手，一起祷告，我们这一
Be strong. Now your heart, that heart that was just operated on, let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
就你先做了手术，在你心脏做手术，但是在这个时候，我们要坚强，等候耶和华。
Brothers and sisters, what do we learn about relationships here in Ruth chapter 3?
Hi, 第3章第9讲这些关系的。
Relationships provide security. Often that's why we look for them.
关系提供安全感。
Secondly, relationships provide interdependence. We get to serve others and be served by them.
第二点是相互的依赖，我们互相的服侍。
Our families, our homes, our fellowships grew as a result.
结果就是我们的家庭的都能够得到长进。
Finally, relationships provide hope.
最后就是关系提供盼望，
Because they're fulfilling.
因为我们这里有盼望。
And they picture, they look forward to, they foreshadow our coming redemption in Christ.
我们也从这看到，从做的这个救赎计划。
At a time when many in Israel were rejecting the Lord,
当以色列人很多人都拒绝神的时候，
Ruth. A young Gentile widow
获得这个外邦女子，寡妇。
rested in the beauty of her relationship with the living God.
Ruth 安息在他们永生神的这种美好的关系之中。
The Lord is inviting you to do the same.
我们的神也邀请我们每一个人像路德一样做同样的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
今天刚好是给我们带来这样美好的信息。